Bickley and Murata, Social Studies.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The 1 o'clock hour has arrived. It's our daily dalliance with Sarah Cazell.
Isn't that a dalliance?
Shocking news in the update there that University of Arizona figured out a way to have enough in-person classes to keep their international students, being that their entire basketball team this year are international students.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some news coming out of college, by the way. The Centennial Conference has canceled all fall events.
What?
Yeah. Now, and again, it's a nothing conference, but what it is the first domino to fall.
I was going to say, who can name one single school in the Centennial Conference? Because I cannot.
Yeah, me neither.
I actually have never even heard of it before.
Me neither. But if you remember, the first conference to cancel their tournaments was the Ivy League.
That's right.
And we're like, it's the Ivy League. Then within 2 days.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah, pretty wild. Well, guys, Social Studies is brought to you by Sonic America's Drive-In. You can get the classic chicken slinger or the spicy chicken slinger for only $2.49, a crispy, juicy, all-white meat filet, and at just 350 calories now at Sonic. Let's start with Major League Baseball. We finally have the D-backs schedule after MLB put out all of the schedules yesterday. So the question, two questions actually, what do you think the team's record will be this season, and will they make the postseason?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a little higher than their over-under, their predictions in Vegas. I'm going to have them going 33-27. Will that be good enough for the extra playoff berth? I don't know. I'll say no.
Okay. And right now it's what? 8, 9, 10 teams who are predicted to go 31.5, who are projected to go 31.5.
Quite a lot.
So it's going to be a logjam for sure if it plays out.
I think
it's
definitely going to be a logjam because of the weird season. I don't see any team running away with it or any team being really bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the NHL and have 1,900 teams that are all around the same record.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have a number
35,
in mind?
I say 35 and 25.
35 and 25.
Homer!
And they will make the playoffs.
Homer!
Am I a homer if I say 36 then?
36 and 24? $1.
Well, yes, exactly. Can I get a 37? We have a lot of people in the 30 range. Let's see. Colin Anderson says 500 as usual, 30 and 30. We do have one person who guessed 25 wins.
Do you think any team will win 40 or lose 40?
Lose 40? The Orioles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, lose 50.
Yeah.
They'll lose 55.
50, yeah.
Yeah, the Orioles might go 9-51.
What I love to see.
Wouldn't that be great?
Will there be
any single digit winners and single digit losers?
That's a fun question.
That's a good one.
More likely, which is more likely, would you say? Probably the winner.
I don't know. Who is the best team in baseball right now?
Right.
Yankees, Dodgers.
But does being the best team in such a short season help you that much?
Right.
Because over the course of 162 games, you have the best pitching, the best hitting, that'll work itself out. Uh-huh. I wonder in a 60, because oftentimes they've shown this. The teams, you know, who were the best teams after 60 games, you know, the Nationals weren't even in the playoffs after 60 games last year. Right. They won the World Series last
year.
That's
a good point. Huh. That's a good point. Yeah, will anyone break that 50-game win mark? That'll be really interesting. I'm going to guess
no.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone will have more than 45 wins.
That feels reasonable. Okay. Moving on to our next question. There is a really fun Twitter trend circulating right now. Describe your favorite sports moment as boring as possible. It's Jeff Eisenband tweeted that.
Yeah.
Yes. Today. Oh, today.
Not the guy from The Social Network who's been on our show a few times.
That's Jesse Eisenberg.
That's Jesse Eisenberg. This is Jeff Eisenband.
Jeff Eisenband works for MSG in New York, looks like. So, yeah. Favorite Valley sports moment, but as boring as possible.
Yeah, so I made it Valley sports moment.
Yes. You guys have one?
Do you have one, Carlin?
No, a lot of good response, though, including Rhett Reese, who maybe thought it was Jesse Eisenberg, responded. Broken back, dying quail, somehow dribbles over the shortstop.
Okay, I've got that topped. Hold on one second. Let me find out first.
I'll read this one from John Hewlett that I think you'll respect. Bickley. Michael Jordan passes the ball to John Paxson. I got one.
How about this one? Okay, this is from my buddy Matt Johnson. Dennis Green discusses fishing after game versus Chicago. Tell me that's not good.
That is good.
We let him off the hook.
That is really good.
That is really good. That's clever.
Pigeon dies in spring training game. ball goes bloop.
Yeah, a lot of people with that one. And the
that's
responses.
Good.
After 3 hours and 20 minutes of not getting a single hit, Luis Gonzalez finally hit a floater that barely left the infield.
Yep, right.
We have one that says dollar beer. I assume referring to the Phoenix Rising FC dollar beer night blowouts.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not necessarily one moment, but a stretch that was certainly memorable in 2019. A lot of Luis Gonzalez, a lot of World Series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is definitely one of the highlights in Valley sports history. Moving on to the next question. Yesterday, you know, the huge news out of the NFL, the first $500 million deal in the NFL and in American sports history, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs agreeing on a 10-year extension. So looking ahead to the next 10 years, open-ended question, which athlete in all of sports will have the best next 10 years?
All right, before I answer that, an answer for the last question just popped into my head.
Ooh.
People throw beer cups after Tiger Woods' tee shot.
Mm-hmm.
His famous hole-in-one.
Hole-in-one. Here's another. This is
you didn't like that very much, did you?
I was at that.
You were there open, that day?
But not.
Okay.
I didn't see it. I heard the roar from across.
Wow. Sure you did.
And I was so mad that I missed that. This is another one from when U of A won the basketball championship. A bunch of kids mess up an old man's hair.
Aww. You know, I didn't see that one. The mussing of the Olsen hair.
That's right. Right.
Shout out
to the
that
word is always used. Mussing.
Yes, it's the mussing.
Right. It's always used to describe that. Bennett Davison.
Well, sometimes you say no fuss, no muss.
Ah.
That's the only other
thing. Gotcha.
Time. Yeah.
All right. Athletes in sports will have the best next 10 years. Let's see. There's Zion Williamson. There's Kyler Murray. There's Devin Booker. There's
Mahomes.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
Mike Trout, Mookie Betts.
Here's one for you, Bickley.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Good one.
Go ahead.
Somebody responded and said Brooks Koepka. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. No. No.
I was going to say, like a couple years ago, maybe that was the thought, right? But that hasn't really panned out.
He's on the Bryson DeChambeau train.
It's now the Bryson train. Yeah, it's hard to vote against next 10 years. I guess Lamar Jackson would be in there. I'd vote Patrick Mahomes. We've never seen an arm talent like that in the NFL.
A lot of Mahomes, for sure.
A lot of Kyler Murray.
A lot of Kyler. Some Booker. A couple mentions of Tua. Fernando Tatis Jr. is in here.
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Trevor Lawrence. He's so boring off the field that I forget about him sometimes. And not in a bad way.
Well, he's not in the NFL yet, so.
Dave Pash tweeted out, Carlin, guy named Larry catches a ball thrown by ex-grocery store employee, stares at himself on large television while running through a field in Tampa, Florida, in the 43rd edition of a bowl game watched by a lot of people.
Wow, that's a good one.
That was boring and wordy.
Yes. Yeah, how do you fit that all into one tweet?
Yeah, good point.
And our final question for today's edition of Social Studies, continuing a debate from yesterday when we were talking about great athletes with animal-related last names. Who is or was the better player, Mike Trout or Larry Bird?
I'm siding Larry Bird.
This is another one where this is just like the Mike Trout. I mean, sorry, this is just versus the Albert Pujols versus Derek Jeter argument, and that I was certain I was right, and the poll is proving me completely wrong.
Yeah. Right now it's 64% of our voters going with Larry Bird. I'm surprised that he has that much of a lead over Trout.
Here's the argument again. I'm not saying who, because the championships, you cannot argue that Larry Bird has more, and most likely Mike Trout is not going to win four championships to surpass Larry Bird.
Right.
But as a player, even today you can argue that Mike Trout is one of the best players of all time, and he's on pace to be the greatest player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think by any metric people would put Larry Bird in the top five players of all time.
I don't agree with you on that. I mean, if he's number if he's not number five, he'd be number six. How far down do you think Larry Bird is on the list of
maybe
greatest players of all time?
Near the bottom of a top 10? Jordan, LeBron, Magic Johnson, Wilt, Kareem, Kobe.
Hold on.
Okay, so that's six.
Okay.
So
all right, let's pick this up at some other date.
Okay.
Because you know what? We're going to get into a fight.
Okay.
We're going to get into that Albert Pujols, Derek Jeter thing again.
At least they play the same sport.
Thank you, Sarah. And thank you, Sarah. Great
thank
job,
you guys.
As always.
Okay,
Sarah will be returning in about 17 minutes.
Oh, that's right.
Sarah is going to play mustache or not a mustache.
I'm going to be so bad, you guys. Just prepare.
No, you're not.
Luke Lipinski did not know Elvis.
Last week,
one of the most signature voices of all time.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
All right, coming up on the other side, story we have not yet gotten to today, the Pac-12. Are they going to use this moment, this time, and this place to fire or buy out Larry Scott? Winds seem to be blowing in that direction. We'll tell you about that next. Arizona Sports 98.7 FM.
Bickley and Murata. Dan Bickley and Vince Murata. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
All right, John Canzano, radio host, writer, columnist at the Oregonian, has reported that there are talks underway to buy out Larry Scott as Pac-12 commissioner. And it's clearly about that time, if not past that time, if you ask me. Pac-12 presidents considering buying him out. In fact, here's the exact quote. Quote, there's serious talk amongst the Pac-12 CEO group to end his contract ahead of the expiration date to have a fighting chance to save the networks. Very interesting. Now, we know the Pac-12 network has been an absolute disaster, right?
The worst.
It reaches 18 million homes. It is in a fraction of homes that other major conferences enjoy with their television deals. And it paid out just $2.7 million per school in 2018. This is going to go down, certainly in Pac-12 lore, as one of the worst sports decisions in history.
You're talking about the Pac-12 network or Larry Scott?
Well, I would say the Pac-12 network. I think one is tied to the other.
The Pac-12 network is one of the biggest examples of just stubbornness and pride getting in the way of what's best long-term and for everything.
That's exactly right. Now, Larry Scott, now the Pac-12 contract expires in 2024, all right? So, and Scott's deal expires after the 2022 athletic year. He remains the highest paid commissioner in college athletics.
Unbelievable
is right. You're absolutely right about that. And he's made a lot of terrible missteps in terms of managing this. John Canzano, in a piece, goes on to explain how Larry Scott sent out an email to all the Pac-12 employees, employees of the Pac-12 conference and the Pac-12 networks, when right before the 4th of July weekend, when Larry Scott sent out an email telling them they're all going to have to endure pay cuts. Larry Scott, meanwhile, who makes $5.3 million a year, was only going to take a compensation reduction of 12%. That angered everybody because a lot of people who work for the Pac-12 and the Pac-12 network, they commute into San Francisco. It's very, very costly to live up in the Bay Area, obviously. And now, you know, Larry Scott, they're thinking Larry Scott should have taken a big haircut for the sake of these employees.
It's almost as if they shouldn't have their offices
In the most expensive city
to live in the entire country.
Oh, yeah. So there's that going on. And then this. they pay $8 million annually in rent, by the way. $8 million in rent for that facility in downtown San Francisco.
For no reason.
None.
What is done there that can't be done anywhere?
Nothing.
Like, why?
Why? Because he's elitist.
Yeah.
That's why. This is the kind of thing now that really can submarine a guy's reputation inside his own organization. I mentioned the email he sent out to staffers and workers at the Pac-12 network informing them of pay reductions and all that. When Larry Scott was hired in the spring of 2009, part of his compensation package was a $1.9 million loan from the Pac-12 that he used to buy a home in an upscale Bay Area neighborhood. A Pac-12 spokesperson told John Canzano on Monday that Larry Scott still hasn't repaid the loan. All right? So, I mean, it's you just wonder exactly why was this guy, why is there still support from this guy? Now, Michael Crow is one of the two existing school presidents that were behind the hiring of this guy. Michael Crow has long been a proponent of Larry
Scott.
Supporter. Yeah. And for reasons I don't fully comprehend, they need to come to a resolution about this network and deal with it, because it's been a failure from day one.
I don't understand why they haven't adjusted. Like, how they could just continue to see all the other networks make way more money.
Yeah.
See new networks come and have better affiliations with ESPN and all that stuff, and just stick and, you know, bury their head in the ground, dig their heels in the ground, do everything they can with the ground, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't. It is interesting, though, that extreme circumstances of the world that we live in now, mm-hmm. because of the pandemic, because of everything else that's going on, how it's going to be could lead to all these things that should have been done a long time ago. And if one of those things is get rid of Larry Scott, it's crazy that it took these circumstances, but I guess it's going to...
Well,
we'll see if it actually happens, though.
I think part of the reason why Michael Crow has always supported Larry Scott is that Michael Crow was an athlete in one of these niche sports. He was a college wrestler. I know that he has long been aggravated with the components of society that really will watch football and basketball all day long, but will never pay attention to some of these other sports. I remember having a conversation with him once where he asked me, how do we get more attention on these great athletes we have who are swimmers or golfers or track stars? And we all know the answer to that. People are interested in what they're interested in. You can't manufacture interest. Just because a guy's a great wrestler or a great swimmer doesn't mean he or she's going to appeal to an audience.
And let's face it, a school like ASU and maybe some other schools in the conference, like Oregon State, Washington State, before the Pac-12 network, even their bigger sports like football and basketball,
mm-hmm.
all their games weren't on TV every week. So for some of the schools, I guess this was better than what they have, so they're happy.
Yeah, I guess, and maybe that is part of the reason why they've stuck with Larry Scott, but you would think with the money that he has spent, the lack of money the network has earned, and now the morale within those that work underneath him, I mean, it's a nightmare.
You'd think that, you know, find a place where you could have your offices for $1 million a year, and with that $7 million you save, make a deal with DirecTV or make a deal with whoever,
like just
you know,
like
all
that.
the streaming services or whatever.
Yeah.
And whatever you have to give up there to not have the, in the long term, it's just crazy to me that we're this deep into the Pac-12 network and they still aren't everywhere.
Now think about the costs here too. When you have, say you're in an era like Arizona State, and you're in an era now where you want to expose your team and your coach and your new vibe and your new energy to as many people as possible. And you can't do that because your own conference has limited the reach and the exposure of everything and everybody going forward.
Because your games start at 11 p.m.
And now you're playing on
channel
Thursday
that
nights.
Nobody could
right.
see.
Yeah, it's dreadful. The idea of replacing Larry Scott, even though it would cost them more money, would allow them to do a lot of the things that you had just mentioned. You could whip them out of that place in San Francisco. You bring in a new guy with new sensibilities, new energy, not so elitist.
But that's it, though. You've got to find the right guy. Because you bring in somebody and it's more the same, you know, replacing Bud Selig with Rob Manfred seemed like a great idea at the time.
Right.
And it really hasn't been any better for baseball.
Yeah.
So you have
Who
to
said
make...
that was a great idea at the time?
I remember at the time that Rob Manfred was the guy that was going to bring baseball into the quote-unquote 21st century, even though he took over into the 21st century.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was going to, and it hasn't done that at all.
No, I agree with that. So these are rumblings in the Pac-12. This could be happening as well. That might be a bright spot for the conference going forward. All right, coming up on the other side, it is the mustache-related quiz show that is sweeping the nation.
That's right.
Something like that. Yeah. Mustache, not a mustache. Next, we're back right after this.
Mustache, not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache. A mustache, a mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache.
All right, yes, indeed, it is that time, the quiz show from Jared Carlin that's sweeping the nation.
It is America's fastest-growing facial hair-related quiz sensation.
Yes, it's the only one, but hey,
mustache,
details, right?
Not a mustache, and this is Sarah Cazell's maiden voyage on the thing. Here's how it works. I will play a soundbite. It could be a song clip. It could be a movie clip. It could be a quote. You will have to tell me whether the person talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache, and then you get a bonus point if you can identify the person.
Right. Okay.
Possible 2 points for each question. First one to 10 wins, or whoever's leading when I run out of
questions. Which is what happened last week.
Which is what happened last week.
So, but Jared is right. A, there is no reason for you to feel intimidated by this because, A, you're much smarter than somebody like Eric Cohen, first of all.
That's true.
And secondarily, Luke Lipinski, as you pointed out, whiffed on an Elvis song.
Yeah, an Elvis Presley song.
So I missed that one. But when I listen, usually when it's earlier in the show and I'm on my drive-in, I never know any of the answers. Ever.
That's okay.
Well,
we'll have fun with it. It's all right.
The number one rule of mustache, not a mustache, is have fun.
I can do that.
Yeah, that is the number one
rule.
Have
fun, and we are all winners. But there were really
I totally agree with that.
There will only be real.
If it's an entertaining game, we're all winners.
Okay, deal.
In a way, we'll all be winners, but in a more accurate way, there will only be one winner. So.
That's right.
Here is the first clip. Offer a mustache, not a mustache.
For Sarah.
For Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah will go first.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Day night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Day night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing.
Thank you for going easy on me in this first one. That is Drake.
That is Drake.
And I'm going to say yes, mustache.
That is correct.
Oh.
See, on the board, you will not get shut out.
Here
2 points right off the bat. It's just that easy to play mustache, not a mustache. Well done. And yes, please let all clips play through for the players playing at home.
You got it.
Here we go. Your first one, also a musical one, Dan.
What time?
All right, that I was about to flake on that completely, and it came to me at the end. That is Tony Orlando, and yes, a mustache.
That is correct.
All right.
A big old mustache, in fact. Well done. I was going to play Knock Three Times on the Ceiling, but he does not have a mustache in that song in the video that I saw. So that is correct. It's a 2-2, a quick early great game so far. All right.
It's a tight mustache today.
Great game. Sarah, we're tied up. Sarah? Right.
Yes.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Probably one of the most famous quotes in the history of cinema.
So I am not a big movie watcher.
All right.
I am going to just straight up guess here.
Okay.
Is that the Hannibal movie?
Ooh, okay. You're right there. Oh, yeah. You're right there.
So who's the actor?
I can see his face, but I don't know his name. I would say not a mustache, though.
If you could see his face, that's half the battle right there.
She got it right.
You got
not
one
a mustache.
Point, not a mustache, but no guess on the person talking there.
Is Anthony part of the name?
Oh, you are really right there.
Really?
You're right
you
there.
You are really right there.
You're right there.
Oh, no.
We're going to need an answer, though.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of stuff.
Anthony.
Think DeAndre.
No.
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Eaton? No.
I was going to say Eaton.
No. Anthony Hopkins. You were so close.
Oh, dang.
Anthony Hopkins. But you did get one point.
Dang. Okay,
you did get
I'll
one
take
point.
It.
It was correct. All right. Here's a movie quote for you, Dan.
All right.
My name is Peter Quill, okay? Dude, chill out. Hey, you know what? There's another name you might know me by.
Star-Lord.
Who?
Star-Lord, man. Legendary outlaw. Guys?
It's definitely Chris Pratt that from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Correct.
And yes, there's a mustache.
That is correct. He does have a mustache.
All right.
All right. You take the early lead 4-3 on mustache, not a mustache. All right. Another musical one for you, Sarah.
All right, that is Kurt Cobain.
That is correct.
From
Indeed.
Nirvana. And I'm going to say yes.
That is correct.
Ooh, here we go.
Not a very thick mustache.
Yeah, but he always had some, okay. some
yeah.
facial
hair. Yeah, he does.
Absolutely.
He does.
All right, Dan?
All right.
We passed up on the stand. We spoke of what's and when. Although I wasn't there. Said I was his friend, which gave us some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died a long, long time ago.
I have no clue.
Really?
I have no clue. I will
guess. You don't know who sang the original.
I will guess he has a mustache.
Incorrect.
Okay.
It's David Bowie.
I didn't know it.
That's a David Bowie song that Cobain famously covered in the Unplugged. Whoa, the door is open now
wow.
for Sarah.
Right.
I was going to guess George Harrison for the record.
No.
Because that has a little bit of like late Beatles vibes to it. No?
It kind of did a little bit.
A little
but
bit.
I knew the Beatles didn't do that. So at least,
no.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, boy. We are now open for an upset and for me to run out of clues. All right. Here we go. Let's go with another musical one.
And I feel the time's a waste to go. So where you go until tomorrow, and I see that these are lies to come. So would you even care?
Okay. This is one of those songs that everybody knows, but I don't
right.
know who it's by. So I am just going to throw out a guess.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Is that Trent Reznor?
No.
Okay.
Guess mustache, not a mustache
yes,
for the point.
I'm going to say there is a mustache.
No.
Scott Weiland of Stone Temple
that
Pilots,
is correct.
Not a mustache.
He does have he has a chin pupka thing going on. But he doesn't
what,
have
a pupka?
Yeah, whatever. That's
a pupka thing?
What do you call that? All right.
Here we go. He's going to start playing random songs now because he doesn't have clues.
No, I have several more. I'm
all right, good.
All right, Dan?
Okay.
Movie clip.
You smell it! Hey, fun, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
That is definitely Apocalypse Now. I want to say that's Robert Duvall. Is that his
name?
That
is correct.
And definitely not a mustache.
That is correct.
All right.
Well done. Way to pull that one off. All right.
Thank you.
What's our current score right now?
The current score, you just took the lead at 6-5.
All right.
Oh, still? Okay.
It's very close okay. still. All right. Got a musical one here.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in a sack. Thank God I'm a country boy.
I'm so ashamed I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's way before her time. That's
I know.
John Denver.
That is John Denver.
That's not a mustache.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding me.
She could have still guessed on mustache, not a mustache.
You are kidding me, you guys.
Oh, you're right. Well, give her the point.
Okay, I'll give her
the point. 6-6.
Okay.
All right.
Don't worry about it, Sarah.
Dan?
But I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own.
This is that good old country boy, Charlie Daniels.
You don't like
definitely a mustache.
That is correct.
You just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
That is correct.
Well done.
And you're off to a great lead. You could win it on the next clue.
Your commentary is so ridiculous. You're off to a great lead.
Well, you can,
all right,
you can win it on the next one.
You can win it on the next one. Okay. All right.
You need this one, Sarah.
I need, oh, no pressure. Okay.
That's not true either.
This is
go
an
ahead,
easy one.
Sarah.
In that game last night for Arizona, I don't care what you want to say, Oakland led 26-0. Oakland moved the ball at will. Oh. Oakland's defense doesn't offer much. Kyler Murray, running for his life, couldn't throw the ball accurately down the field.
All right, that is Colin Cowherd, and that is not a mustache.
That is correct.
That's also a real bad take.
Yeah. I know. We are tied at 8.
All right.
To win the game, you need to get 2 out of 2 here.
On behalf of all of those.
Well, sorry, there's two voices in this one. It's the one
okay.
that's the main voice.
The primary voice, okay.
On behalf of all of those of us who love this game and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it is my great
this
privilege.
This isn't right that this is happening right now, but.
Coach, speech.
You know, I just tell him, V, I says, I've come to grips. I'm okay if it doesn't happen. I've been so blessed. And I would just say this, for those 8 candidates, every one of you deserved to be there.
I thought that was one of the yuckiest moments of television
okay,
I think I'd ever experienced.
You do remember this happened.
Bill Cowherd mustache.
That is correct.
Well
if you didn't, if you didn't recognize it, I was going to say, well, the last one was Colin Cowherd. So this one was Bill Cowher. But that is very impressive. You got it just as I ran out of clues.
Well done.
Very, very
it's
well
all right,
done.
Sarah. Thank you for playing.
You put up a great fight, Sarah, for the first time. You did very well on everyone's favorite game show, Mustache, Not a Mustache.
Can I share something quickly?
Absolutely.
Da, 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 da. This morning, before I left the apartment, after you had asked me, Jarrett, to join, I was telling my boyfriend, I was like, I'm going to go Ofer. I am terrible. All of the guys that they include, like John Denver, I don't know what he sounds like. Swear on my life.
You said John Denver?
I threw John Denver
no
out
way.
There. That's why I was laughing so hard after you said
that's
it was
so
John
funny
Denver.
That you said it because that's the first time I've ever played a John Denver clip. And now you'll know it forever.
I have no idea what that guy sounds like.
He's a country
like.
Boy.
Oh, well, now, yeah, I'll never forget that.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. We appreciate
thank
it. That is the mustache-related quiz show game, sweeping the nation. Off the Grid is next. And, well, I don't think we've ever been more off the grid than this. Stick around. We're back right after this.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Bickley and Murata. Song of the Day.
All right, we were going to play for Song of the Day, the rap song that my 10-year-old knows all the words to, but Jared Carlin listened to it. It's positively filthy.
I hope he doesn't know all the words.
Right, so we went to our backup plan and rolled out some John Denver.
I did not have to type in John Denver clean for
oh, you did?
Any of his songs.
It just kind of came with the territory, didn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, Song of the Day. Rocky Mountain High, John Denver. All right, we've talked about my band a lot on this radio program. Okay, we've talked about my bass player. In fact, we talked about him today. We've talked quite frequently about our drummer, Gary Sanchez, yes. and Guitar Joe,
Guitar
obviously,
Joe
is a legend on this program. We have never had our lead singer on this program, but that's going to change right now, Jared Carlin. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because our next guest, Roger Belfiore...
Cool.
I was watching on Facebook yesterday during the show, and he posted a video. Yeah, he speaks a lot to my concentration.
It'll be Facebook during the show.
Right? And Roger Belfiore suddenly posts a video of himself, the lead singer of Whiskey's Quicker, playing one-on-one with Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. So we got to get to the bottom of it. Roger, que pasa, what's happening, man?
What's going on, Dan?
Okay, how did you end up on a basketball? And now keep in mind, they were playing with masks on. And I think you termed it basketball.
Oh.
Basketball, yes. Exactly. I coined that. You heard it here first.
Yeah, you did.
Clever.
So we were shooting a video. Apparently, Brittany, as well as a few other NBA and WNBA players, are doing a basketball camp. Now, I can't say which camp because I don't know if I'm allowed to do that yet, just because we're shooting video. They hired us to shoot the video for here for her because she goes into quarantine right after for the season. So we were shooting video of her doing some basketball drills and stuff that they're going to do for this video. And so we were done, and she's such a great person, very easy to deal with as far as shooting video. So after we were done, I was just like, all right, it's you and I. Let's play some one-on-one. I haven't played in a bit. And you can tell by the video that I haven't played in a bit. But she's such a great sport. She's extremely friendly and such a great person to be able to work with and play ball with.
Yeah. Now, she does know that you are a rock star by night, doesn't she, Roger? Or did you not let her know that?
I didn't know that she is actually, when I say a gamer, she's not just a basketball game. She's actually a gamer, and she has her own YouTube channel that she does where you see those gamers do their own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
She does that as well. So she's quite rounded in her profession.
Okay.
We are the absolute best city for video game players.
Devin Booker of the Suns. We are. DeAndre Ayton of the Suns. Yeah, I didn't know that about Brittany. Brittany is 6'8", 205 pounds. She's very tall. She's very strong. How did it go playing one-on-one against her?
You know what? I'm pretty sure she was probably playing at 40% with me because if it isn't that. But she's definitely a strong player. You know, she plays tight. She's, you know, she knows what she's doing. I mean, her numbers speak for themselves and her longevity in the WNBA. But she was very friendly with it, but she wasn't going to give me anything. As you can see in the video, I had to work for it, and I ate that ball once. You know, she put it right back in my face. And then I answered that by throwing an amazing air ball.
Oh, did you? Well, that's good.
Did you do better than Dan Bickley did when he played against Diana Taurasi? And
I know.
You know what, though? You know, in that same flip, I have to tell you that I have a video of Dan Bickley and Vince Murata singing "Come On Barbie, Let's Go Party."
Oh yeah,
yes, we did do
Barbie
that.
Barbie girl, absolutely,
we did do that.
Well, and I don't know if that got released anywhere.
Oh, are you threatening me now, man? You gonna blackmail me with that? It really was not my finest moment. Well, you know how dreadful of a singer I am.
The question I wanted to ask is: if you are in the video industry, there, why hasn't there been a Whiskey's Quicker music video?
Well, you know what? That's a great question, man. That's a great question.
Listen.
Because I can't produce. I can tell you this. I have two to prove it. I can't produce a show and be in a show at the same time. It's really difficult.
Well, not only that. I mean, they've been asking for Whiskey's Quicker bumper music forever, and we still haven't done that. It keeps getting down to that word that Roger and I talk about all the time. It's called commitment, Jarrett.
I want original Whiskey Quicker songs.
Right.
I want Whiskey Quicker merchandise that I've been promised.
Okay.
And then I want a music video where it's just way over the top, 80s style, like hard rock kind of deal. And that's
Roger's
what
the one to do that. That's for certain.
That is no problem at all. I mean, do you have a really cool sponsor to go with all of this too, so the production's paid for? Because
I'm sure we can find one.
I got to tell you right now, I got nothing but time on my hands. So this sounds like a great thing. Let's put it all together. You can do a GoFundMe even if you want. Let's just make it happen.
Just make it happen. Exactly. Well, that was really cool. I did not. And you look very much in shape, right? Now you are healthy, right? You didn't infect Brittany and now going to get the whole Mercury team sick.
This is pitch.
You know,
if he becomes patient zero.
Say that. It's funny that you say that, because that was one of the huge things that the company who hired us to do this video had stated, because they wanted us to make sure that we wore a mask and that we were going by all the CDC recommendations, which we were. And I have to tell you, trying to play one-on-one with anybody with a mask on will wear you down quickly.
Oh, I believe quickly. It. I can't even imagine playing basketball with a mask on.
Oh, it was very difficult. So
ask Richard Hamilton.
Remember right, the story? Right, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But it didn't cover his face, though, did it?
Yeah, it was a full face mask.
It didn't cover the mouth, did it?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
No, it didn't cover the mouth. No, it just protected his nose.
Yeah, and his
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't James Worthy wear that one time, too,
yeah,
a long time ago?
Yeah, he did. Look at you flashing the knowledge. Guitar Joe doesn't even know what the Super Bowl is.
Yeah, let's see Guitar Joe do that.
Well,
Guitar Joe play.
You know, I got some sports, but they're only you know, geared towards certain cities. You know.
Well, you did look like you were in shape, so there you go. You got that going for you.
I'm trying to picture. I'm sorry to say, I was trying to picture you, but I can't remember which of the lead singers of Whiskey's Quick.
Oh, Dad, you get off me!
Man. 5 years.
Yeah, come on now.
The good looking one.
The good looking one. All right, Roger, we got to get out of here. Thank you for your time, brother. I'll catch up with you down the road.
All righty, brother. Thanks for yelling out, bub.
You got it, man. Roger Belfiore. Don't you like that? Belfiore. That's what he is. That's my singer. Whiskey's Quicker.
It's
playing
cool
one-on-one with Brittany Griner. And she just destroyed him. She made him look
foolish. I would hope so.
Yeah. But then again, Diana Taurasi, I played 3 games of horse against her, and I did not get a single letter. And I used to have game.
In that game, though, you did hit shots, right?
I did.
She just was able to match all of them?
Yes, but not nearly as many. I was really uninspired with my own performance that day. Put it that way.
One day there'll be a rematch.
Yeah.
One day.
And you know what's funny is that I've known D for forever. But I tapped into the competitive vein of hers, and it was just over. I mean, over. There's a reason why some people become the greatest of all time. It's that attitude. All right, who do we got to thank today? My singer, Roger Belfiore. I told you that was about as off the grid as we've ever gotten. Mike Wise, of course. Former columnist for the Washington Post.
Sarah Cazell.
And the New York Times. And Sarah Cazell for doing double duty for us today, playing mustache, not a mustache, and being with us on Social Studies. Big thanks to Jared Carlin, as usual. Burns and Gambo coming up next. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow.